Morning again, everybody. And a very warm welcome in particular to anybody who is new to the church and is here for the first time. We do hope you'll join us for refreshments in the Mayo Hall after the service. And although she needs no welcome, a special welcome to Sally Butler, who is leading our service this morning. As you know, Sally is our new youth and community worker, and this is the first time she'll be leading worship in that particular capacity. So it's great to have you with us this morning, Sally, and leading the service. The day continues, just to remind you, with interactive worship at 11:30 and reflective worship with communion at 6:30 this evening. Oh, and just a note that there's no projection, I'm afraid, this morning, so you will need to use your hymn books for the hymns. During the week on Saturday, the 29th of October, as you will see in the service sheet, there's a cafe at the manse in aid of the Christian Aid Sierra Leone Water Project. As it says in the service sheet, free entry, but a small fee to leave. And from personal experience, I can highly recommend the coffee at the manse. Just a reminder that if you're filling a shoebox for Romania, next Sunday is the deadline to bring it along to church, please. And finally, a few words from Steve about the forthcoming activity mornings.
I am a worried woman. Don't laugh, it's very serious. We have two activity mornings planned for tomorrow and Tuesday week, the 24th and 25th. And particularly on the Tuesday, we are short of helpers. I don't want to have to limit the number of children we can take. So if there is anybody who could come and help on either day, you'd really make my day. Thank you.
Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. We're going to begin our worship by singing hymn number 104, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. pray. Lord God, we do indeed praise your holy name. Thank you for bringing us here this morning. You call us to gather together in your name. We come to worship and give you praise, young or old, rich or poor, sad or happy, burdened or free, as valued beings created in your image. Help us to see you more clearly. Amen. A prayer of confession. When we fail to recognize your authority, O Lord, forgive us for not looking to you. When we're angry and we turn to you for answers, forgive us for not thinking of you first. When we turn to other influences, forgive our lack of confidence in you. Help us to remember that we're made in your image. Forgive us for all those things that we've thought and said and done over the last week that we know would upset or displease you. And send your Spirit that we may do better next week, that we would really live to glorify your name in every part of our lives. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I want to start by telling you a story, and it's about a man called Christian Herter, who was once the governor of Massachusetts. And Christian Herter was seeking a second term in office, and he was spending the morning working really hard to get people's votes for a second time. He was very tired at the end of the morning and very hungry, and he ended up in the local church, and they were having a barbecue, a big feast. And he was queuing up with everyone else, collecting his beef burgers and his salad and all that business. And he got to the woman who was dishing out the chicken, and he thought, I'm famished. And he asked her for a second piece of chicken. And she looked at him and she said, I'm really sorry, but we're under strict instructions that it is strictly one piece of chicken per person. And Christian Herter thought, well, he's normally a very quiet and humble and unassuming man, but he thought, on this occasion, I'm going to try my luck. And so he said, can I have a second piece of chicken? And do you know who I am? I'm the governor of Massachusetts. To which she replied, well, do you know who I am? I'm the lady dishing out the chicken, so move on, mister. And the point is, it's important to know who's in charge of what. And that's precisely what we're going to be thinking about this morning. Who has the authority over whom? But before we do that, we are going to sing another hymn, and there'll be some activities for children and young people at this point, so they'd be really welcome to join in with those. But we're going to sing Crown Him with Many Crowns, which is hymn number 262.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask Tony to step down from the organ now, because Tony Wenman is going to read our Bible reading this morning, which is from Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 to 22. Thank you, Tony.
And if you're not reading it from the wall, but following it in your pew Bible, I'm reading from the Revised Standard Version. Then the Pharisees went and took counsel how to entangle him in his talk. And they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully and care for no man, for you do not regard the position of men. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the money for the tax." And they brought him a coin. And Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." And when they heard this, they marveled, and they left him and went away. Thanks be to God.
In the Bible story today, a trap is set. And really, it could be a bit of a lose-lose situation for Jesus. No matter how Jesus answers the question, he could be in trouble. People had to pay taxes. Nothing changes, does it? And even though it was probably only a denarius, which was about a day's labour, approximately, it was resented. And I read that in AD 6 or 7, it provoked a riot, and in 66, a full rebellion. It was so unpopular. If Jesus says the coin belongs to Caesar, the Pharisees, the religious leaders, will accuse him of idolatry and blasphemy. They hated the tax. They knew that it went to fund pagan worship, and it also went to fund the rather decadent lifestyle of some of the Romans. But if he says it belongs to God, the Romans will say he's disobeying Caesar and not giving him the respect that is his due. Remember that Caesar practically made himself into a god. He was the first Roman emperor to issue coins bearing his image, and the Romans attached a moral value to those coins. It represented not just Caesar, the person, but the whole of Roman law and Roman policy, all that they stood for. But I don't think in this story that the Jews were that concerned about loyalty to God's laws here. And I don't think the Romans were that concerned about Roman justice either. I think these two groups, who were normally bitter enemies, were united against Jesus and all that he stood for. and indeed the huge popularity it gave him. But there's a dilemma for Christians here. On the one hand, we have to submit to the laws of this land. And the government does have, whether we like it or not, a huge authority over us. That's not necessarily a bad thing. The Bible does say that the authorities can be instruments of God's justice here on earth. That's what they're meant to be. And that we are to obey them and pray for them. But on the other hand, for us, irrespective of our social obligations, our final allegiance is to God. We have dual citizenship, if you like. We have to pay for services and benefits, and we have to follow laws laid down, but we also have to show commitment to God, making sure that we never do anything that would compromise our faith in Him. How do we manage to balance our obligations to society and yet remain true to our faith? And what should be our attitude to the authorities? Now, this is a tricky one because we've seen many scandals over the years when it comes to politicians. And in the news this week, we've heard, haven't we? We've seen the resignation of the Defence Secretary. I'm sure an inquiry into his actions is likely to follow. We've heard stories about corrupt MPs, the expenses scandal. We've even heard how ministers like to chuck their paperwork into park bins. What motivation, other than duty, is there when it comes to doing what these people say? Accepting them and taking them seriously. But it's very easy also to mistrust them. It's very easy to show cynicism about their deeds. It's very easy to tar them all with the same brush. Now, I'm not condoning their actions here, but it occurred to me the other day that we are asked to pray for those in authority, and I must confess, I, for one, rarely do. Because I'm so cynical about the authorities. And I hope that we can spend some time today praying for them. And that includes not just the government, but the police, those working in the legal system, teachers. When Jesus' opponents ask him if it's lawful to pay taxes to the emperor, he answers in a very clever way. He focuses on the image on the coin. If it bears the emperor's image, then it belongs to the emperor. If it bears the image of God, then it belongs to God. Who bears the image of God? We do. We are born and made in His image. So giving ourselves, our whole selves to God is Jesus' implication here. What's the definition of the word authority? I looked that up this week and it says this: the power to determine, adjudicate, or otherwise settle issues or disputes. Jurisdiction. The right to control, command, or determine. Does God have that power over us? Power over our work, our leisure, our hobbies and interests, our bodies, our money, our possessions? How far would we be prepared to go if pleasing God meant upsetting someone else? How often do we consult God before we make a decision? Ultimately, it's a question of trust. Do we believe God is in control, that God is sovereign? If you listen to the news on the radio, watch it on the telly, you might feel a little despondent. Our economic situation here in the UK is bleak, to say the least. God is still in control. People may have lost their jobs already or be facing that prospect. God is still in control. The streets have succumbed to distressing scenes of violence recently. There's been rioting, protests, demonstrations. God is still in control, ultimately. And this is the truth that we need to repeat over and over again to ourselves and to each other. God is bigger than all that. And we may not be able to comprehend God. He may be mysterious to us, but he is God nevertheless. And we must trust our lives to him. He has the authority to order our lives and direct them. But the fantastic thing is that this God who controls us is not some domineering, bullying autocrat who is utterly contemptuous of us mere underlings. He is the most powerful, most loving being we could ever have hoped for. Someone who made all that we can see around us in creation, and yet someone who loves us so much that he would sacrifice his own son to die for us and to bring new life to us. I want to know that the God who has authority over my life is 100% loving towards me. And I believe he is. Although he is powerful and in control and in authority over us, God is loving and God is good. Abba, Father, let me be yours and yours alone. May my will forever be evermore your own. Never let my heart grow cold. Never let me go. Abba, Father, let me be yours and yours alone. Let's stand and sing that together. The words are on your notice sheet.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us to this place today. It's an amazing freedom that we have to be able to worship. In so many countries worldwide, the authorities do not allow that worship. And so we pray for people of faith overseas who long to worship you openly, joyously, but instead find themselves having to hide behind closed doors for fear of what might happen to them if they are found. And we pray especially for those who are in prison because of their faith. People suffering great cruelty at the hands of corrupt people. People who have no idea if and when they will find freedom again. Lord, be with them, strengthen them, and encourage them. And we pray for those authorities that they would be open and not see worshipping Jesus as a threat. We pray for the work of organizations like Amnesty International and Christian Solidarity Worldwide as they try to keep the spirits up of those prisoners, writing letters, sending people to visit, and particularly as they speak with the authorities. Asking for justice and compassion and mercy. We pray for the authorities in this country. We bring you before you this day our government. We pray for the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister and the Cabinet. We ask that all they say and do would be just and fair and good and true. That they would look to the needs of all in society, not just the rich, but the poor, the needy, the lonely, the elderly, people who are sick, people who are homeless. We pray that justice would be done for them. And will you please show us, Father, how we can be a friend to those people, playing our part in society. We pray that your presence would be strongly known in Parliament, that the lies and the hypocrisy and the misdeeds would be gone. Lord, will you cleanse that place and use it for your glory. We pray for others in authority. We pray for the police force as they try to uphold the law of this land and try to maintain order. Give them courage. Help them to be strong yet gentle. We pray for those who work in the courts in this land and pray that they would show the right balance of justice and mercy. We pray for teachers and lecturers in schools and universities and colleges. May they not abuse their position of trust and their authority over those whom they teach. But instead, teach with enthusiasm, passion. Increase their wisdom and their knowledge. And help them as they share that with the young people in society today. Bless the schools in this borough, the children, as well as the teachers and head teachers. Bless the children and the young people who come here to this church. May they have fun, but also learn more about you, the living God. And finally, we pray for ourselves. Father, if there is any part of our lives that we have not submitted to you, to your authority, we ask your forgiveness and your help. Help us to trust you, that you are in control, that you want the best for us. You would never ask anything of us that was not good for us, because you long to give us good things. We know that we're not deserving of your love, really, Father, but you give it anyway. Your love is unstoppable, and we thank you for that. And we pray all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. We're going to take our offertory now, and then after that we'll sing our final hymn. We offer you this money, Heavenly Father. And as we do that, we offer to you ourselves as well, all that we are. Be glorified, we pray. Amen. Our final hymn has been chosen by Pat Brooks, just before she goes away on her fabulous holiday. You have to ask her about that afterwards. She's chosen How Great Thou Art. O Lord my God, when I'm awesome splendor, that's it. And she says that when she's feeling stressed and tired, she likes to sing it to herself. So I think that's a good enough reason to have that as the final hymn, give her a bit of encouragement. So I can't remember what number it is. 117. Okay, so it's 117 in the hymn book. Lord, you have chosen us to live out your gospel in our lives. in word and deed. Through the Holy Spirit, we have the power to influence our world. Your word gives us the authority to speak out against injustice. Thank you for your steadfast love, empowering us to show your face, your image, to our world. And we pray for your blessing upon each and every one of us as we go out into your world this day. Amen.